Hello, Audio Boo. I have no idea why I'm talking quietly. It's not like there's anybody else here who I'm going to be waking up. But I guess it's just a random habit because it's late at night. I don't know. I was just trying to sleep. And then I woke up and now I can't get back to sleep, which is really annoying because I have to go to work tomorrow. But I just finished the book Labor Day, and it was really great. I know I had some different opinions about it in my last view when I first started, but it ended up being a really, really amazing book, and I'm definitely excited to go see the movie. Probably gonna go see it on Tuesday. And yeah, it's gonna be awesome. The book was really great. I definitely recommend that everyone checks it out, especially probably before you see the movie. Although I don't know how different the two are gonna be, but that's always a thing. I think the next book I'm going to read is going to be Grace Unplugged, which there is a movie, Grace Unplugged, and I didn't get to see it in theaters. It's out of theaters now. It comes out on DVD in a couple weeks, and I'm probably going to rent it when it comes out because I've been really wanting to see it for a long time. But I thought it was interesting because this book is apparently based on the movie, not the other way around. Usually, like with Labor Day and every other movie that I've heard of that's based on a book, usually the movie's based on the book. But with Grace Unplugged, apparently the book is based on the movie, which kind of makes me feel like I should see the movie first, but the story just sounds so incredible that I'm gonna read the book first. It's not a very long book, neither was Labor Day, at least in audible terms. Labor Day was only like 6 hours and 40 something minutes. Grace Unplugged is the same kind of thing, so it won't take me long to read it. Probably a couple days or so. But the story of it just sounds amazing and totally something that I will be into, so I'm gonna check it out. Anyway, I just wanted to come in here and ramble about books and movies and tell y'all that Labor Day was really good. It definitely ended differently than I thought it would, and it left me wanting more, which is never a good thing if there's not a sequel, because I'm like, man, the ending was one of those ones. But anyway, enough rambling. I'm going to try and go back to sleep and resist the temptation to start reading this book now. I was bad and just finished syncing it onto my iPhone, so it's ready. But I just always feel a little bit unnerved when I don't have a book on my phone that I can read. Even though I currently have three others, that are hanging out on my iPhone waiting to be read. But Grace Unplugged just looks awesome, so it's going to be my next one for sure. Which I'll probably start tomorrow. Although, who am I kidding? I'm probably going to start it right after I finish this boo, just because I have no self-control about these kinds of things. Even though I need to be sleeping, because I need to go to work tomorrow. Anyway, enough late night ramblings from the Canadian diva. I will talk to y'all peoples later.
54. 50. Pause recording. Button.